Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
That's why you have to be careful with your hexes. Like, if I ever hex someone, I'm going to be like, I hope that you fully understand the consequences of what you've done. Like, that's how I would, like, hex someone.
Wow, what a passive-aggressive hex.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, because if it comes back to you, hopefully like,
you're a good witch. That's what I found about
times
you.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Should They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, my name is Steve Green.
And today we are joined by our lovely guest. She is a musician, a performer. She's the host of What's Your Deal, a podcast that you should definitely check out, and NBA Desktop's Tarot Dome. What is that?
it's a segment on the Emmy Award-winning NBA Desktop where I read tarot for the NBA.
To predict who's going to win?
To predict all kinds of things.
Where their weak spots are?
Are the Knicks going to get the third seed? Stuff like that.
Can you help me with fantasy football?
Probably, yeah.
Oh my God, yes. I need it.
We need it.
We're going to draft a couple weeks. I need
you. Dude, but who's going to help? Me or you? We're
both?
Like together. We're like
all right.
Against each other.
That's true. We're against each other.
Maybe I could entice her into giving you false readings.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, wow. That's fun. I like that. Damn. Well, anyway, so... Ariana does the whole thing is tarot cards, right? And mm-hmm. What's Your Deal? You read for different
special guests
guests and stuff. A lot of them are comedians. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are skeptics. We range on the side of skeptic, although I do like getting my tarot cards
read.
We're
fun people, though.
We are fun people.
I'm a fun person. I don't do that
I'm
whole thing.
I'm super open-minded.
I don't like the term skeptic because it just means that you're supposed to sit there and be critical of literally everything.
Well, that's the extreme skeptic to me.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I feel like you should have a healthy amount of skepticism where it's like, hey, I'm open-minded to trying a thing, but it doesn't mean I have to buy all the way into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can still be like, I don't know. Like, there's room for understanding, I guess.
Right.
I did get my cards read one time on my YouTube channel, and I got some backlash because one from religious people that think tarot cards are like the Ouija board,
uh-huh.
and then two from people that think all anything to do with that realm of psychic stuff is all a scam, and uh-huh. that psychics are scammers that are just like pretending to talk to dead people and like they have crystal balls and stuff. So I just want to clear up some of those misconceptions. Have you gotten those before?
Yeah, it's really weird. Once I read for an event, and it was at an art gallery, and I didn't know that the artist was, I want to say she was Chilean, and a lot of the people that came were also Chilean, and they did not want to get a reading.
They had no Chilean.
Yeah, well, is it like a religious thing?
some people very much, especially like Catholicism, is like, no. Like, there's a big like, no, never touch tarot cards.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, I would never touch a Ouija board because that shit scares me. I was raised Catholic and...
Well, what a skeptic you are.
I don't know. Like that, I think that's got some level of evilness to it, but I feel like... Tarot cards is like, it's like you turn over a card and someone interprets like what that card means. It's not like, oh, we're talking to the devil right now, you know?
Right.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, I think people get caught up because there is a devil card.
Yes.
You know, like there's a scary image of a devil. I think also people are very afraid they're going to get a bad reading.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be something that people stress out about is that they're going to hear that their death is coming in 3 weeks or something.
Dude,
like
I get the death card almost every single time. Right. Either the death or the tower card. And I have
intense.
Learned. Yeah. I know. I got like really
you
intense
go
energy
a lot,
going.
I guess.
Got a lot of transformation
right,
energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a Scorpio. Hey.
I was just going to say that. I was like, sounds like Scorpio energy
Dang.
To me.
She just read me like that. But yeah, I have learned that the death card does not necessarily mean death or you're going to die, but it's more transformation, like the death of this old way you used to live and then the rebirth
well,
of
the card
new
needs
way.
A rebrand then because
yeah,
that's
it does.
Pretty
it's a pretty,
pretty
scary
pretty
looking
start.
Card
yeah.
Or maybe death itself needs a rebrand
nice
yeah.
I like that that's true hey I like the way they do death in Mexico
I was just
gonna cool.
say I like the Mexican yeah. culture thing how they celebrate it and the Day of the Dead and all that stuff that's pretty dope
have you guys heard they want to move Halloween
I have
to a
they,
different
you know,
day
people can relax a little bit
yeah
they're like yeah we think it'll help lessen kids being like in danger or something like that but
yeah.
kids get hit by cars on Saturdays and Sundays, on Fridays
if
and
they,
Saturdays.
What if they move Halloween to the summertime, that is not scary at all.
To the summertime.
Well, they want
to
move it. They want to move it like,
every fourth Saturday in October or something like that.
So we'll no longer be on Hallow's Eve, which is the whole fucking thing.
That's the whole freaking
dumb.
Point. Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. Is that it's.
I'm just going to judge the shit out of this right now.
Right?
That's dumb.
Halloween does not need a rebrand, okay?
Yeah. All leave right. Halloween alone.
Yeah.
So how did you deal with that sort of misconception where people kind of treating you
in
Weirdly,
that moment?
Yeah.
There was nothing I could do, really. Like, I wasn't going to change anyone's mind in that moment. I'm trying to think if there's anyone that's really, like... No one has ever been super rude to me. I have gotten some weird messages on Twitter before.
Yeah.
Where people that I don't know will write to me and say, like, turn to Jesus when you want to. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like the bless your heart people.
That yeah.
Like, no matter what you're saying, they're saying bless your heart, which basically means go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what it feels. It's always in those kind of terms of like Jesus loves you, and I reply like thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody yell at you that you're a witch? Because I kind of feel like doing that. Like it kind of sounds fun to me.
To yell at me that I'm
Just
a witch.
Like, you're a witch.
There could be consequences. Yeah, there's might be consequences for that.
I feel like you could love Jesus and get your tarot cards read.
I've always wanted to live
so
in.
Sure,
I've fantasized about living in a time where I could yell at somebody that they're a witch and take it really seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I just saw the other day that this guy was at the pulpit calling, was talking about Sarah Silverman badly. Did you see this? It was like viral a couple of days ago. She posted it and was like, "This guy's gonna get me killed." It's like some guy that was standing at a pulpit being like, "Sarah Silverman is a witch."
Whoa. Oh wow.
And she's a Jezebel. And like using all these like really out of date.
That's
terms.
Such a random
with a straight
person.
Face?
Yeah. Yeah, totally with a straight face.
Wow.
It was like a religious guy that was like an evangelist
her?
Type guy. What'd you say?
Why did he target her?
Because
she's a witch, probably.
Because she like spoke out against Trump or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And
what
as I
witch.
Watched, I went, oh. And he was so serious. He was like, she's a witch. And I was like, oh, I forgot that anyone could even take that seriously.
I can't picture shit. Sarah Silverman like stirring a cauldron and like being serious about it.
No, it was very weird. Also, I remember earlier this year, last year, when people were like, witches are trying to attack Donald Trump. And they said it seriously. Like, we have to stop these witches. And I was like, I just thought it was weird. It's like, well, at least
so
someone's taking these seriously,
world,
I guess.
In their world, it's witches against Donald Trump.
Yes.
Like, they have this, like, fantasy.
How do you stop witches? I know that the garlic thing is
stop
pretty prevalent
them.
For
That's
vampires.
That's vampires.
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you stop a witch?
I know silver bullets
you
for
you
werewolves.
Throw water on them.
Oh.
I've heard that, yeah.
They melt.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're right.
Do your history.
Got it.
I don't know if there's a way to stop a witch. I don't know if there's a way. I mean, I guess you try to oppress them. You burn them at the stake and stuff like that.
True.
Oh, I heard that worked pretty well.
That did work pretty well in Salem.
Yeah.
They could also when the witches cast mean spells, it gets to them times three or something
true.
Like that. Or
no,
times.
It's true.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Gets to who?
Have you seen The Craft?
I forgot.
Okay,
I thought that one chick
go,
was
you
hot.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you try to perform a hex, there's basically this... what's the word, non-disclosure thing, or not non-disclosure, like a contractual thing that it can come back to you three times is hard. So really? You have to be ready whenever you do a hex to understand that this is going to hit you back three times hard, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
So you have to really be into doing it. That's like black magic or something like that.
Gotcha. It's like an investment.
Yeah.
You're like, I could triple my money, but it could really go the other way.
Exactly.
So all the witches against Donald Trump, like, they got to be prepared that they're going to get it could back 3X. To them times three. So do they want that?
Good question. Right.
Weigh your risks out, you know?
Right. That's why you have to be careful with your hexes. Like, if I ever hex someone, I'm going to be like, I hope that you fully understand the consequences of what you've done. Like, that's how I would, like, hex someone.
Wow, what a passive-aggressive hex.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, because if it comes back to you, hopefully like,
you're a good witch. That's what I found about you.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Also, I just wanted everyone to know that Ariana and I were in an improv class together back in, like, 2011.
Yeah.
And you stayed in that UCB, like, comedy scene, right? Like, you continued on and did improv and performance. We're always telling people to join an improv class on this.
Wait, you're telling them to join
it's an improv? Like
a meme around
as
here.
Like a way to like build their confidence
and get friends and stuff.
And make friends and like kind of like just let loose a little bit.
Yeah. It's our cure all for literally everything. So now look.
Yeah. See? Yeah. So you make friends, you meet people, you run into people again and you're like, "Whoa, hey."
Yeah. I think improv is kind of magical. Definitely. You're creating stuff.
Yeah, you're playing make-believe.
Yeah, you're playing make-believe. It's the same, kind of the same thing with witchcraft and tarot. So
yeah, so the same. I only made it to 201, so don't at me about this.
Improv is witchcraft.
So if I get tarot read and you tell me something bad, but then nothing bad happens, what am I supposed to interpret from that?
I would say that if you went to a tarot reader and they told you that you had a darkness in you.
Oh, That's a scam. That's a scam. Oh,
that's a scam.
Because they try to get people to believe, they'll say a couple true things about them or whatever, and then they'll try to get them to believe that, oh, this person knows everything about me. Mm-hmm. And then they say, and you have a darkness, and I can remove it if you pay me $10,000.
All right.
That's what's kind of weird is some of these people that scam actually probably are kind of sensitive and like intuitive, but something has gone wrong and they no longer care about their clients.
That's like a real life way of doing the whole like, hey, I just took over your computer, you got to pay me a credit card right now in order to get your computer back.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like maybe some of them can perform hexes on you or whatever. Oh, so they threaten you like, you better remove this.
Gotcha.
That is so funny. That's exactly what it's like. It's getting a pop up that's like, you've got malware.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly
what it's like. Do you want your wife to know? Like all that shit.
Yeah.
What's the craziest spread you've ever done for someone?
Oh man. There's only been one time that someone has not, like, agreed that what I was showing them was true, basically. I've had one person be like, I don't connect with this at all. And, of course, it was, like, one of the darkest spreads I've, like, ever pulled. It was, like, a spread that showed, the first one was, like, open dishonor, and then the second one was, like, hidden dishonor. And the last one was anguish.
They're just like straight up dishonorable.
Yeah, anguished about cheating on their partner or like stealing, like something really. I pulled these three cards and I was like, whoa. And I like, again, I never would be like, you are I would never ever
do that.
You're
a bad person, I tell you.
Yeah, no. And I think I said something more along the lines of like, looks like you're not communicating maybe with like the people in your life.
So generous.
And she was like, I don't agree with that at all. And I was like, okay. And like in my head, I'm like, I've read for hundreds of people. Like, I know that this is pretty accurate. And I just was like, all right, like, I'm not going to. And I was like, maybe I'll pull another card to kind of like see if we can get closer to what you feel is correct. And I have a very like snarky deck. Like, it has a lot of personality.
Okay.
And the card I pulled was the Wheel of Fortune, which is basically like the deck being like, oh, you don't know? I guess I don't know either. I guess none of us really know the truth.
I see that.
And it seemed to be saying like, this woman knows that something's going on.
I think it's so cute that your deck's personified.
That's absolutely. Yeah, sarcastic cards over there.
It's very, very snarky.
That's fun.
And if you talk to other readers, they notice almost like a pet or like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're... deck has this kind of personality to it. Some are very serious, some are lighthearted.
I hope
like
it's
some decks are clingy.
And some decks are clingy.
Yeah.
Right. I hope it trolls Steve.
I do.
It may.
But I also hope I get a good read. I want a real good one.
Because he trolls everybody.
No.
Yeah. Oh no.
Not
he's
everyone.
A kind one. He's
yeah,
a kind
I'm a good
person.
Witch.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So we are definitely gonna get our cards right today. Do you read couples or do you read just individuals?
I could do a couples reading. Yeah, I could do couples or individual, whatever you want. What do you
want? I want individual.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. But if you get a better reading than me, I'm going to be fucking
pissed.
I'm going
to be so happy.
I'm going to be so pissed.
I'm going to post it everywhere.
I'm so competitive.
I know. Me too.
I know. We're super competitive. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that won't show up in your readings.
Okay. So what do we do? By the way, I just want people to know my personal stance on it, because I love crystals and all this stuff, and I talk about it very openly. But I always just take it with a grain of salt. Like, personally, I think that it's just fun to, like, see someone interpret cards, and then you go, oh, I wonder if any of that is going to be accurate. And then if it's accurate, I'm like, whoa, that's cool how that was accurate. But I'm never like, oh, my goodness, I need to change my whole life around this card. So that's my personal stance.
My personal stance is that's very close-minded. And I also think that you are trying to inoculate yourself against perhaps hate comments, and I disagree with it. I say bring the hate comments to me.
So you're jumping in fully.
I'm going all the way.
All right, great.
I'm going 100%
faith.
To hell with it. I am all in on this shit. And
hey, Jesus loves you.
Right, exactly. You can bless your heart.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Are we doing this right now?
Because Nikki's a hater.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to read here, but what I want you to do first is shuffle these cards and think about what you want guidance about. And it can be anything big or small. Okay. And whenever you want to feel like your energy is pouring into the cards as you do that.
Beautiful. Here's the thing about energy too, man. I've said this many times. Don't do that. Don't hang my energy. Okay, so I've said this many times to people. It's like when we all go to a movie and everyone watches a movie, sad, happy, funny, whatever. You all leave there with the same kind of feeling. What's the difference between that and this kind of shit? Hmm?
What jumped out?
Oh, I didn't know.
Let's show it.
Hangman. Oh,
cool. You're going
that's
down.
Cool. No, just keep shuffling.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Keep going. We'll see if it comes up again.
Influence the. What does that mean? I'm so scared.
We'll see. No, it's not scary.
Should have done that.
Jesse Hangman. I'm like, that can't be good for this.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Wait. So what's
people do the Vegas stuff with this stuff?
I definitely do. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Don't bend the cards, though.
I'm not trying to.
Oh, they're all
they
right.
got personality, though. They're real fun. Okay.
You think that's the Vegas style way?
Well, I don't know how to do it quite.
Have you been to
These
Vegas?
These are longer cards.
Holy moly.
You're
the sloppiest dealer I've ever met.
No, come on.
If a Vegas dealer dealt cards like that, I'd be like, he's like planting the deck with something.
These are not coming through.
Why is this guy so slow?
These are thick boys. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Okay, try not to bend them. Okay, there we go.
All right.
Okay, I think I did it.
Okay, feel confident?
I feel good.
Okay.
Should you cut it?
Yeah,
no,
I'm going to have
cut
you.
It as well. I'll cut
wait,
it.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With your left hand, cut it into three separate piles. Mm-hmm. And then also with your left hand, put them back together in any order that you choose.
Oh, sick. Okay.
That was terrible mistake.
Got it.
Terrible mistake.
No, okay. I don't think so. I think that was it.
Okay. And tell me your full name again.
My name is Stephen Green.
Stephen Green?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say, oh no! Ooh,
that's a bad sign.
That's
a bad sign.
I don't know. Oh wait, can we get
a towel? Yeah, can we get a towel?
It's just water. Let's keep going.
We'll keep going. Yeah,
I want to know what's going on.
Dude, you're
going
to get flooded.
Wow, that was so, you know what's really interesting? I wonder if you'll get the Ace of Cups, because it shows a cup that's overflowing.
Ooh, oh. I like that.
I don't know if that was a positive spin on it.
That is really nice.
Your cup runneth over.
Can I just knock all this shit over and get even more Ace of Cups, perhaps? All my
yeah,
my beverages.
Knock over all your. I just want to make sure it didn't like hit any electronics. Okay, it's fine. It was just water.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. It's just an uncomfortable spot for you now.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say a brief prayer over these cards. Okay, so what I'll do is read for past, present, future. Are you gonna be able to see this if I do this?
We have cameras set up for this.
Okay.
And the thumbs up.
Wow, this is such an interesting spread.
Did you get cups?
So can you see these? Okay, no
cups. A lot of royalty.
Oh, yes.
You have. Okay, so this is an interesting spread. I would guess that. Oh, wait, did you have a question in mind?
I do not have a question.
You didn't have a question.
So no. When you were shuffling, you didn't have a question.
I had a general thought, perhaps, but not a question.
Okay, do you want to share that with us or no? Or do you want to wait?
I want to wait.
Okay. So to me, this is a lot about using your creativity to work with other people that you admire or respect, and put all that kind of energy into a pre-existing organization of some kind. A lot of times I think the Hierophant is a lot like Hollywood. I'll just go I'll go past to present. So in the past position is the Queen of Wands. So she is the idealist of wands. Wands is about, represents fire. It represents passion. She's got a beautiful cat that protects her. She has her sunflowers. She's very, very attractive. She's hot.
Yeah.
She's the hottest queen in the deck. Yeah, it's probably Nikki.
Is there a cat and sunflowers? Come on.
It's not you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. She's really lively. She's very optimistic. She's very much, she usually looks on the bright side of life. She's a vivacious person.
Yeah, that's not me.
And she's the ultimate sort of idealist of creativity and creative force. She thinks and feels in line with the suit of wands. So she feels anything can kind of happen in her world. She has the kind of sky's the limit type of personality.
Tight.
And so for this in your past position shows me that you were influenced in some way, inspired in some way by this sort of feeling that, an excited feeling that anything could happen. You know, it's a creative, positive, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Creative energy.
That's dope.
Possibly representing you. When's your birthday? Is it a fire sign?
It's this month. It's August 27th.
Okay.
Virgo.
So I would think maybe this could represent a feminine energy that was a fire sign. So like an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. Or it could just be the influence of whatever it was that made you feel creatively, like you were thinking and feeling in a very lively, movement-oriented way.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
In the past.
Recent past.
Got it.
You think it has to be feminine, though?
There is a feminine energy to it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a woman, but by feminine, I mean like more divine feminine, like receptive, sort of like magnetic, rather than sort of
war god.
Masculine and
outward, okay. Active. Yeah. Although wands is active, so it's like she thinks and feels in the line with the suit, but she leads as well, if that makes sense. Like she leads by example, basically. That's how that energy works with her. What this looks like is that you went from this positive feeling into the Three of Pentacles. Pentacles represents, so while this represents creative force, this represents material force. Your feet represents practical type of things, represents the material world, like your job and money and health and all those kinds of things. The Three of Pentacles has these three figures that are all working together on one project. So this is when you start to form, I don't know if I would say alliances, but I mean like co-work with people that you trust and really admire and feel like they're as capable in their own skill set as you are in yours. And it's like very positive work environment type of card.
That's awesome. I definitely got that going on.
That's the present position.
Yeah.
So it's showing there is an element of everybody working towards the same common goal in the spirit of whatever, in the spirit of actually doing work that you all really like.
That's for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very positive. So it shows these capabilities that you all have right now. Heading into the Hierophant. Hierophant, mysterious. So I'm curious what this might mean. The Hierophant is when you set your individuality aside for the benefit of the group. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes this is a maybe not so good thing. This is like when you go back to school or when you join an organization of some kind. I also think of it as anything where you kind of have to, where there's a bit of conformity involved. So it's also the card of like cults.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A card of like.
He was trying to join a cult. I was like,
oh, really?
Hey, maybe not, but you know, maybe you should.
Flatter society is very interesting.
You should go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very Hollywood. It's very like things have it's very traditional. Sometimes it represents patriarchy. But the Hierophant essentially is showing that there is a way for these spiritual ideas to be made manifest through human beings, through like doctrines and dogma and stuff like that. And it shows like we do this through tradition. So it's like just very traditional. This is not a card that thinks outside the box.
You're far more intelligent than I. How would you boil that down to and explain it to an idiot?
I guess what I would say is it looks like you're heading with this creative energy backed up by supportive material energy. So like job, it looks like you're going to be putting all of that into either like entering into some kind of organization of some kind or going up against it. You might have to deal with someone who doesn't think outside the box that well. It just looks like you're going to be working or facing energy that's like a stick in the mud.
So God, I hope I'm not going to join SAG, man. That would be
SAG.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I've been trying to avoid those guys for years, man. They're shaking me down, trying to get me.
That would require you to get cast as an actor in a SAG project.
Well, no, but that recently happened. And so
that's kind of what that would be.
Oh shit.
But these cards are so positive that I can't really imagine that this would be too bad. I'm more honestly, you know what it more looks like? That you might just have to like deal with a production company or something that's...
I was afraid of that.
Yeah.
Deal with people that are
sorry to hear that.
Straight-laced. I don't know. They might give you money.
That sounds pretty normal. Like, it looks like creativity plus money, but then you got to join the man in order to get the project.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah. It seems like it's time to talk to the man to get this project off the ground.
I thought we'd beat the man, but I was wrong. That's fine.
I mean, you might.
You did not beat the man.
It's okay.
I can see. Let's see if you will. I think it'll be fine. It'll be positive.
Oh, look at that one. Looks really happy.
This looks really fun. This is fun too.
About rainbows and
These are all happy. All
right.
I think I think you're gonna get a backer to whatever thing that you're working on. That's like just kind of a stick in the mud, but is gonna support you. That's how I feel.
Okay, good to know. There'll be a stick in the mud. Thanks a lot for that, people out there.
Very curious. You
guys rolled so hard.
I hope that they do a tarot so they can see what a stick in the mud they're being.
Yeah, the people that
they're
going to
help you.
I'm going to be working with.
We'll bring them to Ariana.
All right.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, we have to cut to a break. But when we come back, I'm going to get my reading done. Mm-hmm. And it's going to kick your reading's ass.
Wait, is my reading done, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess.
Oh.
Do you have you should have said you should say the question you had. What was your question?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what to do creatively right now.
Oh.
Legit.
That was your question.
I'm not even kidding. I'm 100% legit.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was really dope. That was very nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, people aren't going to be able to tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, I swear, that's actually legit.
I know, because whenever you're serious, people just think like,
I know, they think you're being sarcastic. That's my curse. That's cool.
You have been going through that a lot.
I have. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. That's awesome. I knew that, by the way, I actually had a really good feeling about what I'm working on right now. I kind of feel like it's going to work out like that, but... yeah, now that there's going to be a real stick of the mud, maybe I won't do it at all.
No, this person's going to help you.
She said it works out. They're going to support you.
I don't want to deal with it.
Now he's being sarcastic. All right, we're going to come to a break, and then we will be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, we're taking a break from ourselves to have ourselves talk about ourselves. So thanks for listening to our podcast.
We really hope that you like, favorite, and subscribe. But most importantly, you give us 5 stars on the podcast app that you are on.
And give us a cool review if you like it, because we like you and we hope you like it.
But even if you don't, just give us 5 stars anyway, because we need
it. You sound so desperate.
No, listen, we really need it.
You sound so
desperate. Look, it's a tough time out there for podcasters.
Please help my husband. He's very sad.
If we don't get 5 stars, dude, you don't even know what's going to come down on me, man.
I
owe money. Listen, okay. I'm in deep, dude. I gamble.
Okay, no. We're done.
I need to win.
Thank you for listening. We hope you like this. We really appreciate your ears listening to this.
I'm going back to the table tonight. I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
back.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going to get it back.
Okay.
I swear.
That's enough. Enough out of you.
Hey, what's up? My name is Steve Green, and I'm here to talk to you about something that you should be very interested in purchasing today, and that is a slip-resistant tile system for your bathroom. So you know how when you're in your bathroom, Nikki, and you are walking on the tiles, and you can slip on those things.
I don't, but I know what you mean.
You never slipped on any kind of wet surface?
No, I like to towel dry my feet off really good before I get out of the shower. But, you know, I try to tell my husband that. He never does it. It's cool.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Wow. What a great time to bring it up during the read. So this is a system that allows you to take, basically a putty, and you just put it on top of all the tiles that you have.
Gross.
Don't say that during the read.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You put the putty on top of all the tiles that you have in it, and it's like more of a sticky feeling, and so you're not going to slip.
Oh, shit. I need this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really nice. So, yeah, please everybody check it out. It's slipresistanttiles.com.
And use the code?
Use code sticky.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to get on the show, because they thought that was kind of ironic.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
All right, and we're back. And in case you didn't know what was going on, I'm about to get my cards read by the lovely Ariana Lenarski. Is that how you say your last name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I fumble people's last names.
No, you did
yes,
great.
All the time.
Okay, yes. Okay, cool. So is Steve's energy like all mucked up in there now?
Yeah.
My energy's good, by the way.
Yeah.
I think she can you attest for my good energy?
I just don't want to get a cross read. Maybe I have really bad energy and I just want my own damn energy, okay?
Okay.
All right, then we'll put this for what's that word? Psychologically?
Yeah.
Psychological.
I've got to cleanse all that Steve energy out of there.
Ariana, do I have good energy?
Look at this girl in bondage on the bottom.
I don't believe in good and bad.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. Okay. I think it's all...
But like my presence I'm talking.
I don't believe in good and bad.
She doesn't believe in good or bad.
I think some people have good and bad energy.
You're a neutral ass person. You're mediocre. Get over it.
Everyone has the capacity to do wrong or do right.
Well, there's some people that have really bad energy.
I think when people say that, they're usually frauds.
All right.
Well, you should meet my friend George.
Okay, yeah. So same thing. You want to shuffle the cards. Think about what you want guidance about. Money, it can be anything big or small.
Money. You just want money. That's all
what?
You want.
You don't hear my thoughts.
That's so sad.
Energy pouring into the cards. And whenever you're ready, you can set them down. Good shuffle.
Thought you didn't believe in good. That was good.
You're right.
Wow. Exposed.
And then I cut the deck with my left hand.
Yes, 3 times, please. Great nails.
Thank you.
Put them back together in any order that you choose.
Next, she's going to say you have great energy, too. Completely right.
Neutral nails that can do good or wrong.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Say a brief prayer.
If I don't get the tower card, I don't know what I am anymore.
Wait, what is the tower card?
The tower or the death card. I don't, the tower card is like, your life's falling apart all over the place, but don't worry, you're going to get it back together, except I might just always, my life is falling apart all over the place.
That's the most Nikki thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, this is about asking for help.
Huh. Cool.
Is that something you like to do?
I think it's something that I struggle with doing. Like, I don't need help. And then I'm like, I need help.
You think you do. So the Page of Swords reversed in the passive position. So pages always deliver messages of some kind. Swords represents mental energy. It also represents speaking and anything to do with the truth and clarity. So it's writing or speaking or basically thinking. It's all in the mind. And so the message that this page delivers is usually the tarot has the sort of skewed idea of swords. It really thinks that mental force kind of like causes pain and stuff like that. So usually the Page of Swords brings you a challenge of some kind. Usually like don't want to deal with it. It's actually very annoying. Pages are very young energy without any baggage. So it's kind of like a young energy of someone being like, why is that that way? Mm. But, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing that? Or like, you know, when a kid will be like, why do you look like that? Or like whatever yeah. it is. That's like kind of like the Page of Swords where you're dealing with some kind of, not a big deal, but some kind of small ethical situation where you have to be, have fortitude and basically like tell the truth essentially. And reversed kind of, sometimes reversed is dealing with like gossip or like some kind of close-minded type of mental energy related thing. People like not exactly speaking the way they should be speaking or stuff like that. And it's usually very annoying. Is this...
Ooh, this is really accurate.
Who's it?
Huh?
Who's annoying?
I want to talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's yeah. the past energy? Or
this is the past. Okay. So this is in the past yeah. that, you know, and that's behind, it's all behind you, but it still is the foundation of what the spread is about, essentially. So in the present position, reversed Four of Cups. So this is kind of neat. So when this card is upright, it shows this guy who's sitting under a tree staring at his cups in a kind of like pouty position.
As guys do.
As guys do.
He's very emo.
Often this is like the hangover card. It's like he drank all these cups last night and now he doesn't feel that good.
Gotcha.
But cups represent your heart, represents emotional force, represents connection and feelings and creativity. And usually this card represents when you get kind of locked into some kind of hydraulics, like emotional hydraulics that you get absorbed in this kind of pattern of some kind. It's kind of like a riptide when you're white water rafting, where you can't really get out of this obsession with whatever was happening, which kind of makes sense to me after this. Like, yeah. this is like a disturbing situation where it's like, I didn't like that. You know, it's like, but again, it's not like catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's just like, that sucked. And like, I can't really stop thinking about it or feeling bad about it. It's more like feeling.
Is this legit?
Feeling
See,
that's
bad. What I'm saying.
This is pretty legit.
Yeah.
But the thing about this card is there's this little cloud that's coming along and is offering another cup, but he won't look at it. So a lot of times this is like missing the miracle. I mean, it's miraculous that this cloud's coming along, right? So sometimes it's like missing the miracle because you're so locked on whatever the situation was in the past that caused you some emotional grief of some kind. When really it's trying to say like, just look up, like there's something else. Remember like what you really care about and you'll be out of this situation easily.
Yeah, Nikki.
Yeah, Steve, I already
know. I agree,
know.
You already know.
Well, I already know, okay.
But it seems like it already happened because it's reversed.
It did already
So
happen.
It seems like it's saying you're out of this, you did look up and mm-hmm. that you did move forward into this next phase or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Skeptics can suck it, dude.
Oh, because
this shit's good.
It's doing great. Sorry that I can't be like more specific.
No, yeah. This is like really specific actually, oddly.
Yeah, it's very specific. I guess you could project, you know, your own details onto whatever read gets out, but this is like pretty
specific.
This is
dead on the money, bro.
Tarot's
over the target,
Tarot's
homie.
Pretty serious. So now what it's trying to tell you is now that you're out of this period where they're, okay, you overcame the sort of mental corrupted energy or like challenging energy. You overcame the emotional challenging. So the head and the heart are free. And now you have the Ten of Wands, and it shows this guy that's like holding a ton of wands, bent over as though his back is going to break, walking along. So this is when you take way too much on creatively.
Oh my God.
I'm about to scream.
That's so funny. Okay.
So it's like, so wands is creative force, head, heart. This actually represents the groin. It's like the I don't know what the word is, archetype of whatever creative energy is, creative force.
Can we get the witch police in here, please?
The witch is in here already.
Yeah. I mean, this is...
The witch has entered the chat.
So, yes, you took on all of this because you were excited to do so at first, right? Like, originally you were like, great, yeah, I love it. But it's time to delegate. Like, it's time to basically hand off some of these wants to others. You don't have to hand them all off all at once, but you got to give some of these burdens to others so that you can like walk.
Yeah.
And so that you're not exhausted all the time. So this is the future position. So it's just saying like, it's time to ask for help. It's time to, and it's not, to me, it's not like necessarily, again, not emotional or mental. It's not exactly like therapy. It really does seem to be about delegating some of the tasks that are overwhelming you so that you can do what you love.
Yeah.
Which is be creative.
Or even like maybe just get rid of a few, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, drop them.
Yeah.
Yeah, drop them. Because if you don't, you're going to drop them all anyway.
Yeah.
So tens are ends of cycles. So you're reaching the end of this creative cycle and it's time to reprioritize.
See, I'm always getting those end of cycles.
You are a witch, miss.
It's true.
Which
and
is.
I hope that you're ashamed of yourself.
No, I'm not at all.
You have much shame on your family.
To connect with the dark arts like this and to give us this kind of advice.
Why is it dark?
I know. Like, well, I don't know. Even darker
I'm
light, doing, okay?
That's what they say.
Excellent advice.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
They say it's all. They say it's dark, so I don't know. I'm just copying them.
Don't copy them. Yeah. Like, they don't know what they're talking about.
This is very
don't
accurate.
Don't march in lockstep.
Wow. That was
that's
like,
the Hierophant talking.
Oh, is it? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
You're he's, stop he's being the patriarchy.
I knew he was in there. Wow, man. That was really good.
Yeah. That was really good.
You want to talk about all of it?
It sort of sounds like you can't, but maybe.
I can't delve into a lot of details, but because mostly because so mm-hmm. we record these in advance and this episode may not come out for 5 or 6 weeks or so. And I think by the time people listen, this might have been, you know, old hat.
True.
So currently, I'm just in the process of leaving or taking a break from a certain project that I was working on that they have a younger audience than
Whoa.
My channel. Yeah.
That's weird.
And things got really misconstrued, I feel like. And it kind of got to a mob mentality state where I was just completely swamped with hate comments and hatred.
So weird.
From, yeah.
From
and
younger
it,
audience.
It completely
so weird.
Super weird.
Got melted,
and
bro.
I felt like I had to defend myself constantly, but I didn't want to waste my mental energy on it because I have all these other projects going on that right. I just didn't know how to like address it. It felt like I was putting out fires like every week. And so I finally was like, hey, I don't think I'm a good fit here anymore. I'm really sorry. I wanted it to work out, but I'm just not what you guys are looking for. So I wish you the best of luck. And then people found out that I was leaving and there were like just an overpouring of love comments of like, wait, we didn't know this was happening.
Wow,
that gave
me goosebumps down my neck.
Yeah, so I was staring at all the cups and I was like, man, everyone hates me. And then this cloud cup came and it's like, no, we actually love you. And I was like, holy shit, I actually didn't know that there were
weird.
So many people out there that... Yeah. That liked me because it was just such overwhelming hate for so long that I was like, I just thought I was doing the right thing by being like, you know what? I'm gonna let you guys have your channel back and like your project back and maybe find someone else that makes you happy. And then all these people are like, no, wait, we wanted you. And so now I'm kind of like, I guess I've gotten over the mental struggle and emotional struggle part because it really weighed me down for a while until I was able to say something. But now I was actually today going to write a like do a clarification video of like, hey, just so we're clear, I have no hard feelings at all. I just thought that this was the best direction to go and blah 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 and like really close that chapter. And it is because I also have so many creative projects and I've been so overwhelmed and it felt like
this
project would take like a whole shooting day that was 12 hours a day
aye.
It would interrupt my schedule for my channel. I had video releases that were set to go up that day and sometimes I wouldn't get them done fast enough and I would be on very little sleep and like it was just kind of interrupting that sort of flow. And so now I'm like, okay, well now I can work on my stuff, but there's still so many other things that I'm working on and I'm like, what is gonna give me the most joy and like what can I put the most quality into by letting go of some other things or delegating. Yeah. And so that was just eerily accurate
wow.
to like what exactly is going on because I am not a controversial person. I don't think I've been on YouTube and in the internet spotlight and on big channels for 12 years now and I've never experienced
controversy.
This type of controversy.
That's why she sets everything up like, "Hey, I don't I'm pretty cool. Like, don't worry, I don't believe too much. Don't come after me with pitchforks."
No, I do have a very neutral position on most things and like I can see both sides of everything and so when people put me in a box like, "Oh, you're this extremist this person." I'm like, "Nope, I'm not. I really can see like both sides of
Well, anyone who's not a tarot extremist now is an idiot. And I got to say too, this is not like John Edward walks into a room of 300 people and goes, "Is somebody here named Tom?" And somebody's like, "Holy shit, my name's Tom." You know what I mean? Like this is the most prevalent thing that's been on in your life right now for the past fucking
like
month
or two, like
or
yeah,
and a half.
Yeah, like 6 weeks.
The tip of her tongue every day is this stuff.
Yeah, and like it's just now.
This
isn't released.
Like you read those cards and you're bringing something back from past and interpreting it.
That's why I wanted everyone to know that this was like, it's not like I'm full of controversy and gossip and stuff. So to get a card like that, if you would have drawn that card 4 months ago, it wouldn't have made any sense. I'm like, I don't participate in gossip. I don't do drama. I don't do any of that stuff.
It's not like you got the Cubs card and you're like, oh, I was thinking about a car a couple months ago. Yeah, that's pretty close.
I actually thought that when I saw that, I didn't really know what I, because I got the same vibe. I was like, I don't can't see you in a dramatic situation. So it's like interesting that it is that
completely
it
out of nowhere. To me, it felt like I felt like I like just got blindsided by that sort of thing. But yeah, because it was supposed to be a really like, just like fun, like side thing, like for fun. And it ended up being this like wave of gossip and hate and it's like bad energy. Sorry, I do believe in bad energy. Okay. And it was a bad energy.
Can I give Taro a note? I have a note for Carol.
Okay, a note.
I do.
All right. Some feedback.
Okay, so what you just did is so sick because you nailed everything that's going on in her life already, but now I want to know what happens next. I want to know what happens next.
I said this is future. That's the future. Yeah. This is.
I got to delegate some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're already kind of doing that already.
Yeah, but I haven't figured it out. Like, hopefully the card's like,
this is literally the absolute figure it out. Exact next thing that's happening, basically.
Oh, but I want, like, you want even more.
You want to know what happens after I delegate?
Yeah.
I did have a very specific question while I was shuffling, and it was about if this one project that I was kind of going to pour more of my energy into was the right one.
Should we ask that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do we need to know about this project that you're thinking about? Right? That's how I'll frame it.
I think, yeah, yes.
Okay. Oh, hey. Huh. That's funny.
The Hanged Man.
It
I got that one.
Heard again.
Wow. He shuffled
I
back.
I actually will say that this is my deck being silly. I literally am going to say like, remember me? Like, that's what that was. So we'll set that aside.
Sassy.
That was just to be like, yeah, remember me, me. Okay. What do you really think? Oh, that's so sweet. Okay. So the star is, the star says, I know that there's no material like proof for you to understand why this might work out or not, but you are headed in the right direction. This is like one of the most peaceful cards. Aww. It reminds me of the star that the three wise men followed to like find the manger or whatever.
Yeah. Bethlehem.
That's a pretty accurate rendition of the story. Thank you for that.
Three like wise men found the manger or whatever.
Feels like I'm at church,
know.
You know?
I don't know about all that stuff.
Yeah, fucking three mangers or whatever.
So this is like, you know, Silent Night and it's like, ooh.
Yeah. It's all like peaceful.
That's how I always think about this card.
That's awesome. She's all naked
Noel,
and she's free.
She's all naked. And she promises, like, you're on the right path. Like, you might not see. It's very, like, Obama, like, yeah, hope. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, even though it didn't really work out. But, like, you know.
Controversy.
It's that same feeling of, like, you. It's okay. Like, keep going. Have faith. Like, that's so it's a. To me, it's a thumbs up. It's okay. Like, yeah, go. You may not see exactly, you may not be able to right now have the facts and figures of how this might work out, but you're on the right path.
Fun.
It's a two thumbs up, I would say.
That's I love fun. That. Will you tell Steve what the Hanged Man means so that
Hanged he... Hanged Man is a funny card. The Hanged Man is about paradoxes. The Hanged Man is what you see when you need to take a pause of some kind and realize that not only can you not should you not control everything, like you can't. That's what the Hanged Man is about, is realizing that sometimes he hangs himself upside down from the Tree of Knowledge and dispenses information this way. It's sort of like people are not going to understand what you're doing all the time and you kind of have to just do it anyway. People might think you're being upside down, but that's how it has to be sometimes. It's a card that comes, there's this line that's called the Fool's Journey in Tarot. And this comes after you've accounted for like the conditions of your life. There's like this card, Justice. You kind of account for the conditions of your life and see how you got to where you are and see how you've like been a part of how you've gotten to where you are. And then after you sort of take all that in, the Hanged Man comes along to give you this moment to pause and sort of reconsider how sometimes to get something you have to do nothing. Like that, it's this sort of like kind of, whenever I see it, I'm like, I need to be doing the opposite of what I thought I should do.
Like, don't try too hard in one direction kind of thing.
Yeah. Don't, okay. The more you clench, like the more it's going to slip away, or the more you're passive, the more you need to be active. It's like, turn it around.
Okay.
Do a 180.
Nice.
So I don't know why I came along. It just to say hi. I guess.
snarky.
It was just
to be snarky.
Yep. During both of our energies, yep. Huh?
Yeah. That was pretty. That's cute that it came up twice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask why. Do you have something to share about that?
Oh.
It must be related to creativity. Huh. It says that there is a opening for you two to be creative together in a way that.
Like maybe a podcast or something?
Like a podcast right. or something? I mean, literally like a wand just like talking on a mic.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
It literally is a wand holding a mic.
That's so true. How funny. Are the Packers going to make it to the Super Bowl? We're doing our fantasy draft in like 2 weeks.
That's
oh, that's not good.
Doesn't it look like green? Green Bay
it does.
Outfit?
Yeah.
Are there colors red and green?
No, green and yellow, but there's a yellow
that
one too.
Look. Oh,
that's true. So funny. I always get these kind of cards when I do predictions like that. It's like, stop trying to control everything.
What about the Colts? Will the Colts go to the Super Bowl, please?
It's going to show another card. It's like, shut up. Yeah. It says, shut up.
Oh, the devil. That's terrible. Yeah, it's like, oh,
don't,
my God.
It's very much like, don't ask me these kind of questions right now. I told you that it's a funny deck. Yeah, like, that is funny. Like, stop.
We'll go 8-8 again.
Love it.
1-done in the playoffs.
I want to thank your deck for not giving me the Tower or the Death card again. I'm so sick of those cards.
Why was Nikki seeing those cards so much? To help you get out of lower chaotic energy.
Definitely.
Right? Mm.
Yeah, that's why I learned to see those as not bad cards because it used to make my heart stop. Oh, and I'm saying this like I get it all the time. I used to do a yearly reading like New Year's. That's what I would like do a fun New Year spread and see like, how is my year going to be? And it was always like death or tower. And I'm like, God, another tower year.
Oh, man. you think Bitcoin's going to go up?
Do I think Bitcoin is
Bitcoin's going to go up?
Is Bitcoin going to go up?
Yeah. Oh, come on, baby.
What do we need to know about Bitcoin?
Another devil.
Look at that. It says no. It's literally. Look at the coin. It's upside down.
Yeah. He's dropping
That's
it.
That's the funniest shit I've
it's
ever
time
seen.
To get out. It's time to get out. You got to get out,
going
everybody.
Down.
Oh, That's, shit.
But this is also jokey. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's very jokey.
Yeah. Wow.
It's something you would be if you were a card deck. If you got rebirthed as a card deck, that would be you.
Be a snarky card
That's
deck.
So funny that this came up.
That is funny. That is a gigantic coin. It looks awful. Yeah.
And it's like the last
down.
Coin, and it's upside down. So
wow.
You're dropping it.
All right, now they're like, you're fucking with me, and so now they don't want to.
Yeah,
they don't want to give
you
me.
You can ask them. No, I mean it's clearly talking with you.
It's yeah,
clearly,
it's fun.
It's
having
clearly
fun.
Having a just conversation with you.
Let the deck have a fun time with us.
That's pretty cool, man.
Would you have any other questions?
I always have questions. I want to know.
Ooh, are we having kids soon?
Oh yeah.
Everyone wants to know.
That's interesting. I usually don't read for health issues.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It makes me feel weird.
We haven't tried yet. Just so you, like okay. we're not like. You know, sad about anything.
Yeah.
So far, we're just like, hey.
I could ask them about your creative potential. That's a vague way to ask.
I like that.
Creative which is kind of similar to that, right? Should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like
you have no potential.
No. This is like.
It looks like a woman killing herself.
No, it's a woman that, when it's upright, she has her two swords crossed over her heart. And she's blindfolded and she says nothing gets in and nothing gets out. It's very like
guarded,
closing off the, what's the word? Closing off the external.
Yeah.
To focus on, she says like a quiet heart will lead to a clear mind. That's what she's focused on. So when it's reversed, it's like coming out of this period and connecting again. So it's interesting. It seems like there's some kind of mental connection that is going to be made between the two of you. If that makes sense. Oh. Like before there's
some
like
sort of like intimate like
sick.
I like the way your mind works.
Something yeah, like yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like connecting on a mental level about shared values, re-parenting or something like that.
Oh
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, because we like are always moving the date farther. Because we're like, well, we want to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. That's priority.
We want to go pregnant.
Right.
No. Yeah. And then after that happens, it'll be like, well, you know, we're making this movie now, so like,
right,
exactly.
Maybe we should wait longer. And so sometimes I'm like, man, how long am I gonna wait? But I guess that's more like the mental thing. Like, we'll come together and be like, hey, now's the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Should I focus more on the TV pilot or the movie? Or is that a weird question?
This is okay. So. The Knight of Wands reversed. When it's upright, it's kind of similar to the Queen. Where'd she go? I don't know where she went. Remember how I said the Queen was like the idealist?
Yes.
He is like the zealot. He's like obsessed with wands. Mm. So I think it's just, and it's creative force again. So Knights are so obsessed with their suit, like you kind of have to ask if they're helping or hurting, because it's sometimes not clear. Like okay. sometimes it's like, wow, this character always leaps before he looks. And like sometimes that's okay, but sometimes it's not. So when it's reversed, it's saying, whoa, there's way too much wands energy. So I would say whatever project is less like, I think it's saying like one of these projects is like really rushed, really more chaotic and like insane.
That's for sure.
And it just seems to be a comment. I don't really know. It didn't really give a very straight answer.
He's just like, yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it was just like one of these, it's saying, well, just so you know, one of these, or yeah, I guess one of these is really like over the top Knight of Wands, rushed energy. Just making a comment. Seems to be sort of
absolutely true.
Not passive aggressive, but being a little vague.
Got it.
So I don't know if that's
helpful. He's a lovely orange horse.
Yeah, he's great.
What got you into reading tarot cards or studying tarot?
I used to read just a regular bicycle deck, like a regular pack of cards at parties, and I assigned my own meanings. And it was because I just wanted to not do small talk.
Yeah.
So that's I would sort of be like, here's these cards, but in my head I really just wanted to have like deeper conversations. But what was weird was it would work.
Oh.
And it was weird.
Yeah.
That's tight.
So you were like connecting in a weird way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where people would be like, I don't know how you knew that. And in my head I was like, whatever. Like I didn't like think of it as like, wow, how spooky. I just was like, yeah. We're having fun.
Did you ever think like, oh, I guess I could just project anything and maybe someone will believe it? Or was it like, or like put their own meaning on it?
I was genuinely seeing visions in my head and saying what I saw.
Huh.
But I never was like, I'm psychic. Like,
yeah,
it's simply, it was like your imagination. Like you see something and you say what it is and they connect with it.
Yeah, like an improv. When
exactly.
Like, someone makes a suggestion and then a story comes up in your head and that's...
And the whole audience is on
honestly,
the same page.
You nailed it. Like, a card is like someone yelling out the suggestion from the audience, and then you kind of go from there.
Hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So that's what would happen. But the thing is, it kept being accurate. So I was like, oh, there's something. Actually, I didn't think, I won't lie, I didn't think anything of it. Like,
yeah.
I just was like, whatever. I don't believe in it, really. And then I picked up a deck in Berkeley. Like, I went into a witch shop, and they had this teeny weeny, it was called Tiny Tarot, and it was
I've seen those.
And it was so cute.
Yeah.
And I bought it, and I was like, it's so cute. And so then I started to learn them on this teeny tiny little deck, and I was like, I love this.
That's awesome.
And got a bigger deck. And then
do you do readings for yourself?
I do, yeah.
Like, often? Like, are you like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you're working through, like, a problem or something like that?
Yes. I definitely, like... Usually what I'll ask is, what do I need to do to take next right action? That's usually my question.
Dude, that's what's actually cool about it. So, like, you know, in life, we all, like, struggle with making decisions on things and actually just going, I'm going to make this decision. And that's what's cool about this. Even if it's, let's say it's total horseshit or whatever, at least you're hearing something, you're going, you know what, I'll actually try that. I'll try doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
As hard as I can.
Like, at least pushes you in a direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just makes you pick, because... Not everyone looks at things as choices that you can actually make, I think, a lot. A lot of times people look at things as ideas and they don't see them as paths. And I think that this helps you just nail that path thing down.
Yeah, or they're really hardened in beliefs that's like, well, I'm not going to do some silly thing like that. Just
right.
Like a card suggested it and they kind of go the opposite just because.
See, yeah. I'm such a troll. I would do something because a fucking card told me to do it. I think that's amazing. I don't know. For some reason, everyone takes everything so fucking seriously all the time.
I know.
I'm like, why can't I do this because a card told me or because a man in green walked up to me and whispered something in my ear while I was at a party or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, that's kind of.
That's like with crystals. So like I had mentioned that I loved finding out the metaphysical meaning of the crystals, not because I was like, oh, my God, I need to collect all the money crystals so I get money. It was more just like a fun like reminder of things throughout the day. So
they're beautiful, dude.
They're beautiful.
Fucking
yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
The illustrations are lovely.
For sure. So like when I was a kid, I would collect crystals and I just liked them because they're pretty. And then when I found out like, ooh, there's like secret meanings to each crystal. I don't know if you have ever read into like the metaphysical properties of them, but I just thought it was neat. Like amethyst is like intuition and stuff like that, and you know, third eye stuff, and rose quartz is like love and romance and self-love and all this stuff. And so like when you look at them, when I look at my crystal collection now, even though I bought them not knowing the meanings, most of them, I'm like, oh, love, and like, oh, like intuition, like it's just a fun reminder. And people yeah, they get really serious about it when I'm like, oh, did you know like that's properties? And they're like, oh my God, you've been living in some like fairy tale thing? like, you actually think they have magic powers? I'm like, no, I don't think they have magic powers. It's just fun. Like, fucking lighten up.
It's interpretational.
Yeah.
Yeah. I generally think that the spirit of tarot is that everything is connected and that actions have consequences. Like, to me, those are the two big things. That's tarot's philosophy to me. And I think in general, it's like, if I have a question and then I pull a card, so maybe I'll ask, like, why does tarot work? Or whatever. And I look at the card. What you're doing is connecting to the card. And it's a reminder that to connect, that connecting is the thing that is always going to help you, so that you're not taking in this illusion that you're isolated. Because in general, that's what brings despair, is you think you're totally isolated and totally alone. And just this tiny little act of connecting with a card, not being controlled by a card. I think people get it fucked up.
I think that is what it
people
is.
People are like, how can you let a mana control? It's like, I know that if I look at this and make a choice, I made the choice.
Right.
Like, it's not like I listened to a card. It's like I looked at a Rorschach test and then made the choice. And there's something kind of like appropriate about making a connection before you make a choice, is in the spirit of like right action, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what it is. Like, you can watch a TV show and then decide to do something, I guess.
No, of course. That's why people go to movies and shit. They want to be inspired. They want to take something from the experience.
I can't really get why people, I don't know. Sometimes it seems a little misogynist to me, but I never understand why. Like, I say this sometimes, but I'm never like turned to someone in a movie and be like, you know, this isn't real, right? Like, and it's like, yeah, I know. It's like, same. It's like, what are you talking about, real? Like, I'm just connecting with a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That is a good analogy. Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
Well, I'm not a very mindful person. I'm a very in the moment person, present person. And so this kind of thing is cool for people like me who don't think about mindfulness like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it actually puts you in that frame of mindset and you're like, oh, okay, I can think like that now.
Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us,
so welcome.
Ariana. Where can they find you? What's your deal?
What's your deal? And I do private readings. So you can message me on Twitter at Dream City Tarot, or like my main, which is Aardvarsk, Aardvarsk. And you can listen to What's Your Deal, which you can find wherever you listen to podcasts, like iTunes and stuff like that. But I do private readings and you can hit me up for one.
Dope.
Awesome.
Also, we like to do a thing called Final Thoughts, where we just say like one thing to wrap up the whole experience of what we went through on the podcast. So
if you listen to this with your butthole clenched because you're like, I can't believe that they're believing in tarot cards or nothing, just relax over there. Just take it all a little bit less seriously, please.
I think they probably clicked off by now.
Being a real hangman card over there.
You're being a hangman.
Yeah.
Being a real devil card.
Yeah.
I'm sad that the Packers may not go to the Super Bowl, you know?
Oh, my culture. Oh.
I'm very sad about that. But no, I just am really impressed by how accurate that was to this very moment in my life. This like little tiny clip of my life. It's completely accurate.
Mine too. We went extra hard on yours, but mine was extremely accurate as well.
Yeah. No, yours, I feel like, oh, by the way, and this is, I wasn't meaning to plug this, but if you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, we do a bonus episode every month and it's called the After Dark series, the Shit They Don't Tell You After Dark.
Yes.
And we kind of just open up about what we've been going through for the month, like, so our current situations and shit that we didn't know that maybe we wish we knew before that month.
Yeah.
And Steve really opened up about how he didn't realize he had been going through kind of a creative depression
for
like 3 years.
Yeah.
And he just realized this within like a month, 6 weeks
and roughly.
You kind of changed everything.
I sure did.
And got those juices flowing again, and everything's been great. But that was a huge breakthrough you had just recently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So very prevalent.
Yeah.
Again, once again, nailing it.
Yeah. And if you want to go listen to that, you should go check out our Patreon.
Wow.
Final thoughts?
Always choose connection over control.
Nice.
I guess that would be like my tarot
mantra.
I like that.
Yeah. If you're close-minded about this stuff, just like, you still have free will. It's just
definitely have free will. What else? I don't know. Have fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, sick. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Be sure to subscribe, rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, give us some love. And if you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo.
Please give us 5 star cards and not just one, like Ariana only gave us one. We want 5.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
For the past 30 years, Care Heating and Cooling put you first. You are the reason they are open 7 days a week. You are why they make it easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Concern for your safety is why they check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. It's because of you that their technicians are paid to fix your furnace and air conditioner, not sell you a new one. And if you do need a new furnace, their team will make sure you get exactly what you need at a cost that fits your budget. Care Heating and Cooling is committed to doing business right. Call them at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.